In 1946, a 25-year-old James Fong Wu, who had arrived in Baltimore in 1920 as a boy of four from Canton, China, opened a Chinese restaurant at 2430 North Charles Street called the New China Inn, but which would come to be known as Jimmy Wu's. In 1983, Mr. Wu retired, and at his farewell party, he was asked by well-wishers the secret to his visibly successful career, and he told them this story. When I first opened the New China Inn in 1946, things were very slow. I was getting discouraged. One night, after I had closed the place, I sat down, alone and blue, to have my dinner. As I was finishing up, I opened my fortune cookie. It read, "You will have a long and successful life in the restaurant business." From there on out, I knew I would be successful. As it turned out, Wu was. Shortly after opening, his restaurant caught on, big time. He started expanding, taking in the row houses on either side, creating a rabbit's warren of so-called dining rooms, giving them names like the Confucius Room and the Ming Room. He would flourish in that location for 36 years, all the while providing the marketing and advertising talent that took advantage of the growing popularity of Chinese restaurants in Baltimore, as their number became larger than a four-column Chinese menu. Wu's cuisine was Cantonese, though he was smart enough to have an American menu, too. When in the 1970s Szechuan cuisine became popular, he did not put it on his menu until he thought the timing was right. When it was, he served it, with much fanfare from the local press. But back to that retirement dinner in 1983, to the long list of Jimmy Wu's accomplishments over his long and successful career in the restaurant business, the well-wishers added one more, less known. Jimmy Wu had become the only diner ever to eat in a Chinese restaurant to see the wild, zany, off-the-wall prediction of a Chinese fortune cookie come true.